Carrock 955, this is the wash up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Round 7 of the GFL yesterday. The big one was out at Leopold Community Bank Oval, St Joseph's. The running premier 17, 13, 115. Leopold 7, 6, 48. Joey's getting it done to start the season 7-0, 10 consecutive wins dating back to last year's first semi final. The coach of the Joeys is Paul Carson. Carso, congratulations on the win. There was a bit of a challenge come from Leopold, especially early in the third quarter. First two goals they kicked got it back to 5 points, but you've kicked the last 10 of the last 11 goals for the contest to run away comfortable winners. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, go Kingy. Absolutely, mate. Like you say, it was a real arm wrestle for the first half. Leopold jumped out of the blocks after half time and kicked the first couple within a couple of minutes, I thought, and got back within, I think it was 5 or 6 points. And it was really game on at this point. But to our boys' credit, I think we must have kicked the next 10 straight or something like that, and really just sort of blew that game open. But it was still all day, regardless of the score, but it was a really heated contest, and both teams are really cracking in. So it was still a really good game of footy.
Finals like intensity?
Yeah, I reckon, yeah. It's sort of hard viewing from where I was standing in the coach's box at Leopold, but you know, a lot of the supporters said they could really tell the intensity and the effort around the footy. It was a really physical game and a little bit sloppy in the middle, which probably didn't help. But yeah, I reckon that's probably the highest or the fastest or the most intensity we've had so far this season. Yep.
Yeah. Is that then your most pleasing performance as a result?
Well, I think it is because arguably that Leopold are a very good footy team and probably to date our toughest opponent, I should say, and yeah. So in that regard, that was our best four quarter performance, where the guys just didn't. Well, they were relentless all day, our boys, and credit to them. They just stuck to the plan and executed it really well.
You lost Lucas Anderson to injury, but you brought back Reed Adams and James Hickey. Reed Adams we saw for the first time in almost 12 months, but gee, slotted in seamlessly.
Didn't he? I know, and that was his first game since July last year, and he was flying through the pre-season and had a little hiccup in January again with that hamstring, which is sort of, it's been the scar tissue from the hamstring they took a graft from with a knee reco for Reed. But yesterday, you know, he only played three quarters last week in the 12 o'clock team, but yesterday he was, and look, it was a game that really suited him. He's a contested player and really physical one at that, but he's just slotted straight back and he's just fit and strong. And he had a really good game, as did James Hickey. Again, I reckon he's probably come off maybe a month off the sideline or at least 3 weeks. And yeah, he didn't miss a beat either. Both boys played really, really good games for us.
Yep. And you've still got some guys to get back. Obviously, I mentioned Lucas Anderson being out, but Jack Buckley also missed. Cal Mitchell didn't play. Jimmy Allen's still sidelined. And you've got Rhys Holcren running around in the twos, ready to make his return from a knee reco.
Yeah, so a little bit daunting. Where do we fit these guys in? I suppose, you know, it's almost a harder team to get out of, you know, than get in a little bit with the form the boys are in. But yeah, you're right, and it's a great problem to have. But the depth of our footy clubs is amazing, and there's only a couple. There's still three or four guys running around the 12 o'clock team that have been putting their hand up every single week, and then there's a handful of two or three under 19 kids that we really want to try and bleed at some point as well. So it's a bit of a juggle, but yes, we're probably, we've got some issues there with selection probably this week, I would say.
Yeah, a couple of kids that have done okay. You know, Spiro Alesios has played four games, and you got Ollie Hennessy a debut last week, and he's also been pretty solid through his first two games.
Yeah, that's right. So he has been. And it's been a really good learning curve, I reckon, for Ollie. And we'll persist with him again, I'd say, for another week or two. And the other one on that is Harry Smith played the first six. He missed out for the first time yesterday, straight out of the 19s. But for all of these guys, it's a really good learning experience from to come step.
Well, we've just lost you there, Paul. Looks like we've just got a bit of a scratchy line. We might leave you there, Carso. Thanks for joining us, if you can hear us. And we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the year. Paul Carson there, the coach of St. Joseph's, just lost him there on the line. But we've got to get to K-Rock football anyway, because we've got Essendon and Carlton from the MCG, Darren Berry, Ian Cohen, Mickey Barlow and Heath Buck in position for a big game from the home of football. That to come up next on K-Rock 955.